Basic right would on. you rather questions. I'm going to give you two options of things, and you got to choose which one. If you want to ask questions about it,
dude, you look so stoned. I know. If you're listening, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can't.
I can't,
trust me. I am looking at such a stoned man right now. Recording on the QuickTime, and
I feel like your hair is getting longer. You're going into the you're looking like Dave Grohl, like you're going for that Dave Grohl haircut.
Yeah, it's
is that what you're doing?
Well, I don't know if there's a choice, but yes, it's definitely long 90s rocker commitment long at this point.
Yeah, Dave Grohl,
but, like literally, yes, like, well, yeah.
He just Dave did a Grohl. Thing for the inauguration, and you know, and
yeah.
he was looking exactly like you.
Oh, he's got his quarantine hair going as well.
Yeah. The 90s. Have you ever had long hair like that all the time? You're like a long hair guy.
Yeah, I've had this is ridiculous though. I am at a ridiculous length now, but yeah, I've had long hair most of the time. I'm superstitious about it because I've had things not happen in my career when I've cut my hair.
Really? So you think you're like, what's that Greek guy that was the hair? The guy.
And now,
Hercules?
And now, no, not Hercules. I'm blanking on him too.
But you know what I mean, right? Like the guy who saw his power came from his hair.
Yeah, all his power was in his hair. And it's not Thor. Either.
It's not Thor. So you cut your hair and bad stuff has happened?
Well, yeah, I had a few things. Like, so I had dreadlocks when I was younger. I had these dreadlocks and stuff, and then I cut them off, and I actually got critically bashed for cutting them off, and people were like,
critically? By who?
Yeah, by critics in Britain and stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, comedy gets criticized in Britain.
Really?
My friend. Oh yeah, you'll see if you go over to
like
an Edinburgh Siskel
and Ebert.
There's reviews upon. If you go to the Edinburgh Festival, you get reviewed by all kinds of qualified critics, and then all kinds of fly by night critics and stuff. But anyway, so I felt the image change when I cut my dreads off, and then I had long hair, and I cut my hair for a role. I was given a role in a play. And then they asked me to cut my hair, and then I lost the role like a couple weeks later. And so I had this short hair, and I had cut all my hair off, and I really felt screwed over.
Wait, and then, so you didn't know? You didn't have the role before you cut your hair?
Yeah, they gave me the role before I cut my hair. They were just like, but yeah, you cut the hair, we'll all be ready to go. But it wasn't because they changed. Yeah, it was just, there was all kinds of behind the scenes dramatics. My agents actually screwed it up for me, which is what I found out like weeks later. Because you know what agents are like, they'll cover it up. So I thought it was, oh, they don't like the way I look with my short hair all of a sudden. And so I was heartbroken, but it was actually my agents were pushing for extra money. Behind the scenes, and yeah, so it all got kind of messy. So anyway, I felt screwed in that moment, and then it happened to me again like 4 years later. So when I moved here to America 5 years ago, I was like, all right, I'm sticking with my long hair,
So the question is, like, let's say you go for an audition and they're like, look, we need you to shave your head, would you do it? If it's a big role or for a big part.
I say I would, but now I talk to my agents and I go, get the money up front. So just to make sure. I'm not taking any chances anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, all different phases of a career. But like,
That's the good thing about being a comedian, that you don't need to have a certain haircut. You know what I mean? Like, you can do whatever you want, you know, in a way.
You can, like, but I guess people get used to seeing you a certain way, so it can be kind of shocking, you know.
Yeah,
men don't enjoy shaving their, like, when you shave your face after you have a beard for a while, and then you see your face in the mirror and you're like, oh god, I'm hideous.
Well, I think it has to do a lot with what you said before, like, is it's what gives you confidence. You know what I mean? Like
Samson. Samson was the hair guy.
Okay.
Samson, wow. There we go.
That's such a weird, like, imagine if you just said that randomly, like talking to a stranger in the supermarket. Like you were like, Samson. He's like, what? That's the guy with the hair. What are you talking about, sir? Do you want paper or plastic? Samson.
That's the way I feel in this. I have quarantine brain, and like the words can't come to me until far later on. So, yes, I didn't mean to cut you off, man. That just felt like really relevant.
Yeah, no, it was.
That we needed at the time.
Samson. By the way, I did a show, a recent show outside, on Friday. Today's Monday, yeah. So I didn't. I got like PTSD of just not of being able of not being. Like, I didn't want to be close to people. You know what I mean? Like, even though really? Outside, everybody's wearing their mask. But then comics are like, you know what we do as comics? We just hang out and talk.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I'm like, I had to like go, like be in the sidewalk by myself. Because I was like, let's get in. Because you start trusting out people. I'm like, does this guy had it? This guy doesn't give a shit. I'm like, I'm like here. Like this person's wearing the mask on.
You don't feel trusting enough.
Yeah, no, it's just weird because you know you don't want to. You're depending a lot on other people's way of living or thinking of like you know what I mean. Like
yeah,
so kind of like
and you don't some people are getting pretty lax.
Oh, a lot. Well, some people are. So. That's what I mean. It's like some people are just don't care or don't give a shit or whatever, you know. And I'm like, I'm not that. So I was like. It's still a good set, but it was like it's weird. Just the hanging part was the weird part. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was a thin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got that Magic Castle gig.
Yeah.
Which coming up again, think. And that one. But last time I did that one, we weren't allowed to hang out. Even you know, like they had circles painted on the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
In the upper parking lot area where we could all stand. And the circles were all painted and they were 6 feet from each other. And that was it. If you broke your circle to get closer to a comedian that you haven't seen in like a year.
Yeah.
God forbid you hug or something.
Oh, no, you can't do that because there are people there. Well, that's the one.
It's prison rules, baby.
But I like that one. I guess I like that one because I feel like you have to follow the rules or you're not in the show. You know,
right.
Like the other ones were like, are just more like, well, like free for all, like not prison rules, more like you're in the yard. The one that I went to is been in the yard. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to get stabbed any second.
I know it's really comfortable, isn't it? Isn't it great? The threat of death. That's things that we'll do for our vaccine. Fans.
That's why I want to get the vaccine. So I don't have to worry about that, you know, as much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, have you found a way to skip the line yet?
This is that. By the way, that's a very good sign of like a third world country when people are going like, "Hey, you know, if I know this guy who gets you a vaccine." That's such a like a that's a Latin thing, very Latin thing of like, "Hey, you know, like, hey, can you get? How do you do it?" Like,
I'm black. Black. Are you saying that black market vaccines?
Yeah, not black market vaccines. It's just a way to get at, like you said, I get out of the line. No, because right now it's just for 65 people and older or healthcare workers. No, I haven't. But I definitely do. I mean, there was one guy that told me that you could wait, like, you know, like hospitals, you know, they have a certain amount of vaccines that they give, you know, during the day, you know, and then if people don't show up, then they have to throw them away because they take them out of the refrigerator or whatever, you know. So, like, if you're there and then, like, instead of throwing them away, they give it, but you have to like wait like 6 hours and you have to see if you get it.
Yeah.
Like,
it sounds like you're
becoming a homeless guy waiting for like
the, that's the used donut approach. That's what I was going to say. That's the, if you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you wait, they throw out their donuts at 4 o'clock. You're gonna see the donuts they're not using.
Man, that's so funny.
You can have a vaccine donut. Hey, get down there, get the thrown out vaccines and then, kids over to the back of Dunkin' Donuts. Get yourself some dessert.
Are waiting there like outside the house. Like, hey man, you got some vaccines, man. It's like, nah, I got some old bagels. Nah, man. I'm not hungry, man.
Yeah, man. I heard about that issue. I heard that because they were thinking of like in Beverly Hills or something, they didn't even have enough patients to take up all their vaccines.
I mean, it's such a messed up thing. Like, how, like, it's crazy how disorganized it is. You know what I mean? Like, it should be like, I don't know, do it like through by neighborhoods or by zip codes or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Get a bus, get some people here, you know, like in your neighborhood, and like, hey, and you know, everybody gets something in the mail, like, in for this 3 days, you can get the vaccine, boom, and then move on to the fucking, you know.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can vote for Francisco Ramos for your health minister of California at the next election, because he says it like it needs to be.
Hey, listen, I'll get the vaccine.
Get some buses. I'll get the vaccines on there.
I'll fight the vaccine just for you.
All right, you're in, man.
By the way, that should be. I did that so, like, when we edit for promo, we can do like a little, you know, like that music of like.
Right. Oh yeah, end on you pointing, just like Uncle Sam.
Yeah. That, but yeah, yeah, I mean, I think it should be, but whatever, you know, it's like.
I'm eager for the vaccine too.
Are you? I mean, you're Canadian. Are you an alien?
Yeah, I'm an alien of extraordinary ability. I've actually been doing all my green card paperwork last couple of days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you?
But yes, I'm allowed when it trickles down to. I think it's less of where I'm from and more that I'm a comedian. I don't think comedians. We're just not high on their priority list, even though, thank you, public, anybody out there who is like, I always do my part and I always tell comedians that they're so valuable to society because laughter is important. Thanks for that, but it's complete bullshit. We are the least important people on the planet.
Because people always go like, oh, the stand-up is the hardest job that you can do, but it's the least respectable job that people respect in society. Like, everybody thinks they can do it, and then they don't, and like, yeah, they don't give like that respect of like, well, you're a comedian, you're like, whatever, you know, like there's no, like, nobody always, like, nobody watches TV or like NBA and go like, hey, I can play, I can be LeBron, you know, I can, yeah. But somebody watches a Netflix special, they go like, I'm funnier than Bill Burr. Yeah. Let me go on open mic. It's like, come on.
It's the one job that there's no, you don't have to earn the title. You can just say it if you want. Yes. So it's very hard to fact check. I have had some people have come up to me in a bar or something, you know, where and they've gone, there's a guy here who's a comedian. Maybe you'll know him. And then I go over and the guy's like, I'm not that kind of, I've done a show before. I did a gig.
And they back
off quickly. You know, hey, here's the thing you just reminded me of. I got in a huge fight in a military town in Eastern Australia called Newcastle. And we were in a bar, and it was a military bar, but there was clearly some military guys, but they were in civilian clothes, and they were saying that they were the comedians on the tour. And we, the comedians on the Melbourne Comedy Festival tour, were there in the bar, and we started like going along with them, going, oh, no way. What's it like being a comedian? How cool is this? What do you do? And we just kept asking them questions and what it's like to be a comic, and they were playing along with it. You know, and they thought they were pulling the wool over our eyes, right? They're being all cheeky. They're sharing glances with each other, thinking, we've really got these guys fooled. And then eventually somebody who had been to the show kind of passed the word around. And eventually we had like 100 soldiers in this bar just threatening us with our lives, like just going, you get the fuck out of here. We're going to knock you out right now. Just because we had taken them for such a ride. Wow. But no, tell us more about your career in comedy.
Well, you guys didn't fight?
It was very close. It was basically, we were lucky enough to have some, we had women tour managers. So our tour, it was one of those cases where it's a good thing that it wasn't all testosterone heavy tour. It was probably half and half. And so we had some female tour managers. Yeah. So they were able to step in and go, all right, guys, let's stop this pissing contest. We're going to take our comedians away now. So, you know, we managed to escape.
That's a very like 80s sitcom like situation of like in the bars, like, hey, did somebody call me a comic? And then somebody just breaks a glass and then everybody starts fighting.
It's funny that you say that, because they were dressed as Tom Cruise and Goose from Top Gun, because they were all having like this kind of fancy dress party. So you couldn't tell who was Yeah, so there was some military people who were there, but then there was civilian people in civilian clothes who were military as well, but they were in, some of them were in fancy dress. These guys in particular, they were dressed like that, like the scene in Top Gun where, yeah, you know, where they sing "You never close your eyes you anymore."
I did that to a girlfriend. I did that.
And that's why you're not with her anymore. No, how did it go? How did it go? Did you make big plans? You put down roses? Did you woo her into some nice lady?
It was like a camping trip with friends, and they're like, "Hey, let's do this." So we did it like when we were having the bonfire shit, you know. But it was like,
right,
my friend, like one guy was like playing the bongos, but nobody knew how to play anything, and nobody knows how to sing, so. It was horrible. I mean, like, you could tell it was like, I mean, it's one of those ones like, well, the thought was there, but it was just like, but it didn't. It wasn't good.
Yeah, it doesn't seem good, man.
I'm glad that, like, at that point, there wasn't any, like, people recording stuff, you know, because that would have been a pretty thing to watch.
Oh, I'm thankful my college years were not on a mobile phone. Holy cow. Yeah,
holy
man.
Shit, I think
all the time. Like, my college years. Anybody pre whatever 2000s college years or whatever, and then even some musicians that we hold up on high, like I always say, like Jim Morrison is always the example I give of like somebody who's totally celebrated. But if there'd have been mobile phones around back when he was
cancer
drunk and he was puking in the corners, he was puking on people, he was a mess, and he was a mess even when they got him to the stage. He wouldn't have lasted in the, you know, in the whatever moral culture that we have now. No. It would be like
any rock and roll, like at that point, you know, any like all those Guns N' Roses. I bet they were just doing like crazy shit in their tour buses and whatever. And yeah, nobody was recording anything. You know, it was just free balling. Like now, like you can't do nothing. Like literally, like you have. Like, I mean, I guess you have to be like what I heard, Derek Jeter does when he used to bring girls, they like, you have to sign a document and be like, and you have to leave the phone and shit like that. You know, like you have to be it's like, you can't be with your phone. You got to go up to the next, you know, like he actually had two apartments, one for the girls that bring and one his real apartment.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say one apartment was for the paperwork. And the system, so he's got like a secretary down there with the paperwork. And,
probably.
Are we going to the penthouse? And he's like, we've got one stop first. And just,
it's like, you don't make it to the penthouse.
This is Janet. She's going to fill out your paperwork. And when you're finished, you can join me upstairs in the jacuzzi.
Imagine that. Imagine like when you get to a level like that, where you have to like, you meet somebody and you're like, yeah. And if you like come up, you got to sign this document. Like, that's how it is. Like, I mean, I would respect that. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you're like right now, like, I don't know. Lady Gaga tells you, "Hey, JJ, I want to keep, you know, come up to your apartment, but I mean, you need to sign some documents."
I'd be like, all right, where do I sign? Let's get this over.
Of course. Right. Like sure. It makes sense. I get it. No.
I couldn't imagine having to approach that like for a prenup or anything, having to say to somebody like, "I love you, but
no,
just in case you're full of shit."
No, I would say that if I'm like Elon Musk at this point, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to marry somebody. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, obviously we're having a prenup. Like, what are you nuts? Like, I didn't know you before. Like, it only matters if that person was with you when you were poor and when you didn't have nothing, you know, that. And then if you get rich or whatever, then I get it. Then I'm like, you know, you don't need no. But if like, if you already made all your shit and now that person comes in, I'm like, man or woman, I'm talking about man or woman. Like if somebody's marrying J-Lo, some poor guy's marrying J-Lo and J-Lo's like, yeah, you got to sign a prenup. Why is the guy going to be like, yeah. Like, no, let's get loud and sign a prenup.
Yeah, man, I know a few dirty divorces now where,
really?
You know, where, yeah, one person claims that, you know, that they were held back in their great living or whatever. And I know for a fact, like I watched the relationship and I'm like, you never worked or wanted to work. And now that you're divorcing, you're like, oh, my career was taken away. You know, not that that can't happen either, you know, either way, but sometimes people will lie to try to, I don't know, break up suck. So,
yeah, you know, no, I mean, I always go like, look, it should be half and half, if nothing, if everybody started at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with this podcast, for example, like this is our
you leave marriage. With what you came in with.
Yeah. Like we're like literally at the bottom. You know, so it's like if we get like huge, you know what I mean, like, yeah, it's half and half, you know what I mean, like it's no, there's no, but let's say you start a podcast with Jim Jeffries, you know, like you as your friend, it's different. I mean, and it would be fair to for him to be like, yeah, I mean, I already got a fan base that people will tune in, so it's like, why I should get more in the beginning, you know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah Oh, totally. I once dated a rich girl who lived in a different state, and we were flying to meet each other every 2 weeks. Either she was flying here to LA to hang with me, or I would fly to her home to hang with her. And she was quite wealthy. And then when we broke up, we broke up over the phone, and we're breaking up. And I remember I was like, well, I was having fun, but I could see it ending anyway. But anyway, I was like, we don't love her. But then not only did she go, we're breaking up, but then she went, she was all crying, but she went, I want to pay you for all the flights that you've purchased and stuff. And I was like, no, you don't have to do that. You know, that wasn't even an issue while we were dating. Why are you saying this now? She goes, it would make me feel good if I could pay for. And I was like, you're just saying that because you're loaded. And I'm not.
Wait, you didn't take it?
I did not. I did not take it until like the fourth time. She kept coming back. And then she even emailed. And then I think finally at the emailing phase, and then maybe one last phone call, I was like, fine, cut me a check.
Nice. And then, I would have thrown some other. Did you give her like other flights that it wasn't for her? You'd be like, yeah. So here's 20 flights. It's like we dated for 2 months.
I should have recognized the opportunity. Yeah,
you're like, this is for Australia. Like, why is this? Why are you?
Yeah, this is for Scott. This is for my what is it called? The comfort pet or whatever.
So was it fun dating a rich girl? I never rated somebody richer, you know, like because I have friends that like have married rich girls, and their lives are pretty sweet, you know what I mean?
I guess it's fun. It all depends on the, I mean, they're all, there's been a few, but it depends on it's down to personality. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Can you
have fun with these people, with these people? Like, I'm just like, these people, that's the worst stereotype. These rich people out there think they're being fun.
1%. I do think obviously you have to, no, I mean, definitely you have to like them, but like the bonus of having like, the person that, you know, you're dating the owner of like, you know, Marriott's or something. I don't know. You're dating Paris Hilton. Like, you're like, you know, like how, like it'd be like, well, yeah, we're going to take a private plane. And you're like, all right, fine, sure.
Yeah, there is a difference to like because when we work weekends somewhere for a gig, there was like, so she actually came on tour with me in Britain, and I'm booking my tours in Britain, of course. So I booked in. So I remember I was playing the Glee Club in Birmingham in Middle England, and you stay at the Holiday Inn. And that's fine by me, but she had flown over and she wasn't impressed. And I'm like, for me, this is so much fun. We're walking distance to the gig. The gig feeds us. But as a comic, in order to make money, we stay in the cheaper hotels and we eat at the clubs. So it's weird.
So you make money on the total. So the less you spend, the more money you make. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the deal. But then on the way to London, she was like, "Is it another Holiday Inn in London?" And I was like, "No, but we can still change it if you want." And then she was like, "Yeah, I want to get a nicer hotel." So I allowed her to get this like luxury hotel while I think I was playing the Comedy Store that weekend in London. So I mean, that was her call. But those aren't comforts that we take on board, because as comics, we want to get in and out, do the job, and make away with, you know, the most money possible.
Yeah.
You know.
But so, I mean, what that's the thing that changed actually. Like, I don't know, traveling, like, you know, like I started to, like, in the beginning when I first started doing like road gigs, like I would like definitely, I would be getting the cheapest hotel and the cheapest flight. Now I'm like, fuck no. Like, I'm getting a good hotel. I'm getting a good flight. Like, I'm getting, if I have to rent a car, I'm getting a nice car. Like, not like, I'm not talking about nice in terms of like it has to be the top of the model, but like something that's like not some Geo Metro or some shit like that, like in the middle of the winter where you can't, you gotta drive in the snow. So like,
yeah,
I switched that shit up because now I'm like, because you spend so much time, we spend so much time traveling that I'm like, you can't also just be like living like in such a bad, like sleep, especially hotels. We spend so much time in the hotel room, like it's gotta be a good hotel room. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's one thing for me that I like. I can't just be in the crappy hotel.
Yeah, it all depends. It all depends where I'm at, how much patience I have. But if it's a matter of saving like $200, I will. I'll just be like, all right, this is cool. I'll save $200 and I'll, you know, take my girlfriend out to dinner when I get back to LA.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know. But the thing is, the difference are so, to me, are so, there's never a difference of saving $200. So it's between $30. So it's like for $30, for more $30, you know, I could stay in this, or I could stay in the one that they're arresting meth heads, which really happened. I came back from my gig and I couldn't get into my room because meth heads, they were cooking meth and the thing broke, the ceiling broke. Luckily it wasn't by where my, but we couldn't get in. So I'm like, this is, I'm tired. I gotta wake up in 4 hours. And this fucking meth heads, like, I was like, they don't even know how to do their shit.
My takeaway from this might be that you're telling me that a meth head hotel was only $30 cheaper than a luxury hotel.
No, that one, well, that's the thing. That one, it was given to me. That was when, you know, I did a college, and you know how colleges sometimes they give you the, which I, now I'm like, just give me the money, I'll pay for the hotel. Don't give me your hotel. Because some colleges do get great hotels, but then you get this one where you're like, fuck, you know.
Yeah, so. I like that too. I would rather have the money and make the call, because that's it. Because that too, the club owners are going to try to save a lot of money on hotels too. So you'll end up in a crappy little joint. Yeah, entirely. Man. Yeah, that happens. It all has to be factored in. I slept in my car a couple times last summer, just because.
Well, that sounded like it was like just like not because you were working, just because you literally just like, oh, I just,
no, I think I told you this story last summer was
COVID.
Oh, sorry. Last touring summer. So two. Yeah, no, no, that's right. No, fair point. No, last summer.
It's like, last summer, nobody was doing anything. It's like, oh, by the way, I'm homeless.
Yeah.
I live in my car.
I just missed the road so much that during COVID, even with all the canceled gigs, I just crawled out to a car and got in the back seat just so I could remember what it would be like to be on the road in the middle of nowhere. So yeah,
the only time I slept in a car was when I was like in high school, and I went to my friends. And I told my parents we're gonna stay at my friend's house, and my friend told his parents he's gonna stay at my house. Because we're gonna go to another friend's house, so we're gonna have like a bring girls or whatever. But then, like, so we're at a friend's house, and we're gonna hook up with these girls. And then I think the parents came and they kicked us out. So then me and my friend were just like, where do we go? It's like, so we just had to go to like Dunkin' Donuts and wait there until like open to like, you know, and then we went and then we just parked in some neighborhood. And we just
at least you got the free dumpster donuts.
Yeah. It came back to the donuts, and we're like, so we had to sleep in the car. We're like, you know, like, because we couldn't go anywhere. We're stuck. So like, that's the only time I slept in a car. I was like,
yeah. Wow, you guys didn't have the courage to just tell your parents, like, look,
it messes up the whole lie. The whole lie was like, hey. You know, because we're gonna be like, oh, by the way, yeah, we're not. I'm not staying at his now. It's easier to just stay over at the, and also like, because it was like when we got kicked out, it was like 3 a.m. or something like that. So then we just had to like sleep to like 6 or 7 and then be like, oh, we just woke up early, you know, and then we can just go back.
That old chestnut. We're early, Mom. Francisco's parents are real early risers, so we're home early. I've done that one a few times. Yeah. I'm not really waking up. I'm just coming home to go to bed.
Of course. Yeah, and then he's like, I go home, and I'm like, just went to sleep. I was like, I thought you slept. He's like, yeah, no, I need more sleep. I ate too much donuts.
Yeah, too much free donuts, baby. Have we lost? There's our trusty producer, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, buddy? We see him down in the corner there.
We're gonna do the segment, right? The new segment.
I believe so. I believe he's about to bombard us with some stuff.
What's up, guys? Oh, there it is. Hey, popping up.
Hey. Shaking, man.
Thought I'd pop in. We got some fun would you rather questions this week.
Awesome. Let's
should we have a theme song? Would you rather pops up?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Francisco has said you never close your eyes before, so hit it, Francisco. Sing the Tom Cruise song.
Would never close your eyes anymore when I see your kiss.
See? There we go. We got it. Crushed it.
Sadly, I don't think we can use that for anything.
Yeah, we can, because if I sing it, you can use it. If it's you play the music, that's when you can use it. But anybody can use it.
So if you just sang Hey Jude.
Especially in the case of Francisco, if he sings it, we can use it because there's no telling.
Right. Yeah, I guess there's YouTubers all the time doing covers and stuff.
Yeah, like covers. When you do covers, you can put that's why it doesn't take it away. Plus, like if you actually use the actual song, that's when they take it away.
Yeah.
You know, you can even do like a cover, like a karaoke version and sing on that bullshit. Take it away.
Yeah, that's why that episode of Mad Men was like the most expensive episode of TV that year. You hear about that? Because they only paid like the first 10 seconds of the Beatles. But they had to pay like full fee. Yeah, there's a scene. I didn't even watch Mad Men, but I know about this famous scene because they were so hot at the time. And the Beatles song, I'm not sure if it was Taxman or something. Maybe it was Taxman. It's like $250,000 to play this. And Mad Men paid for the rights, played it. It's in this opening scene. And I think whatever Don Draper, he just kicks the needle off the record player about 7 seconds in, just a way of saying, who gives a shit about money? It was like, yeah, it's very meta for them to go. Not only does Don Draper not give a shit, but also we here at Mad Men.
Well, that's what you know.
$50,000 for an opening.
There was
line.
I forget the. This is the Spanish show that I told you they gotta watch. Money Heist, and like if you watch the first season, you know they have good music, but it's music that you don't know. And then because the thing was such a phenomenon and a hit, then you watch the second season and you start, and now they all have like hit songs. In that season, because they got the money not to spend. I was like, So as you can hear in this podcast, it's very good. I mean, it sounds like we just gotta karaoke our songs.
Yeah. All right, I got a first question. First question. Some of these are silly. Some are a little more, you know.
So what is the concept here? We're just going. You're just going to throw us.
Explain the segment.
I got a few questions. I got 4 up on the screen right now. Basic. Right would on. You rather questions? I'm going to give you 2 options of things, and you got to choose which one. If you want to ask questions about it,
dude, you look so stoned. I know. If you're listening, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can't.
I can't.
Trust me, I am looking at such a stoned man right now. His eyes are pink as the.
it's half weed and half sleep deprivation.
I think it's like hey Brian, would you rather smoke or do an edible? Like that's the question right there.
Smoke. Yeah, no edibles for me. That's
you don't like intense. Edibles?
No, they're too intense. I can't guess where they're going.
That's true. I went to get some edibles for my mom, which I turned into a bit. Because my mom now wants me to get edible.
Yeah, my dad too.
Yeah, my mom as well.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at the parents are all getting into it now.
getting into it. And like, but they gave me, so I guess a gift. The store gave me a Heavy Hitters, I call. Man,
Jesus.
Their name is Heavy Hitters, and they give you, like, they tell you the whole thing, and you're like, eat half. The directions says eat half. Most edibles is like, eat 1, 2, 3. This one is like, just eat half.
Yeah, no. Just lick it. Lick it and then wait an hour.
That's why I don't do it, because I never know when it's going to hit. Can I go to the grocery store? Do I have to stay at home for a day? Well, I mean,
my last gig that I did, like, before COVID in Vegas, my friend came to visit me from D.C., one of my good friends from over there. And we bought some edibles, and he's like, and he got one, and he's like, man, like 30 minutes, like, I don't feel anything. And then he popped 3 more. I was like, all right. And then he's like, I was like, look, I'm going to work out a little bit in the gym. And then he like he calls me like 30 minutes. He's like, I'm going to go to the pool. And then 30 minutes later, he calls me. He's like, what the fuck? I can't stop laughing. Everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Everyone was like laughing himself
in the pool.
Yeah, it's because you popped 3 more.
I know.
Who does that? Who
always a mistake.
I'm not feeling it yet. I better quadruple the dose.
Well, it's because he thought he wasn't, like, he's like, it's not hitting me. Like, he had one and they didn't hit him. So he's like, let me hit two more, you know.
But, yeah, you got to learn. Have one more.
Yeah.
All right. Take 2. First question.
Yeah.
Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions, or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Whoa.
Oh, wow. This is a really cool party trick. I mean, both.
I mean, this is like X-Men questions.
Yeah.
I think I got to go for tattoos, because you can't hide how you feel if your skin is changing, you know? So you want to be able to, you know, you can't confidence out yourself.
Wait.
Yeah.
But I have a follow-up question. Like, in the skin changing, like, what do you mean? Like, my normal skin changes color, or do I become like white and then black and then, like, you know?
You're
like
really worried color about becoming white, aren't you, Francis?
I'm guessing.
I'm just want to know, what are the emotions?
I assumed it was going to be green envy, you know, or, you know, yes. Purple, or, you know, red.
Angry.
Yeah.
Blue. I made it too real.
Have you seen a Pixar film?
Yeah.
You're basically a chameleon.
I
like that one.
Hold on a second. Let me just rewind this for a second. Francisco, are you saying that you were associating actual skin colors with different emotions? So was green like white?
I didn't know. That's why I was asking, and like, which emotions are, and it's also like basically 2 kind of skin colors and then like blends. So it's kind of like, that's why I was like, which, are you talking about that question should be rephrased much better.
That's what I always, whenever I see a white person, my first thought is, wow, that guy is emotional.
By the way, were not just me high writing them. I found them on a website.
We don't believe you anyway. Your eyes look like you're lying.
Well, I'll take the skin one. I don't care. Like,
you'll take the skin? All right.
Yeah, I don't want people to know what I did. I prefer the people to know, like, hey, are you angry? I'm like, yeah, I'm angry. And then I'll tell you about it. Or I can lie about it. But I want people to know, like, it's like, what you want?
What if it's all emotionally horny or something? What if it's like something you don't want?
Who cares? Or like, for you, you picked like the tattoos, and like you jerked off, like you just jerked off like an hour ago, and then me like just a jerk. Yeah. Fuck that.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, now that's a lot to unpack too. Because what are you suggesting this tattoo is? Because to me, my tattoos are kind of cryptic. You know, they're kind of cryptic.
No, this literally says the tattoo says
what they mean.
JJ just jerked off half an hour ago in your forehead.
Oh, that's how you interpreted it, right? I thought it would just be. No, I was thinking more of a hieroglyphic. Because my tattoos, I wouldn't have words, I would have hieroglyphic. So it would be jerking off still, but it would be done in like stick figures. And it would look quite tasteful.
Well, how about this? It's that, and then under it, it has a title for what it is. So that could be what Francisco said.
Yeah.
Jerking off 30 minutes ago, and it's a hieroglyphic of you.
Yeah. And then, like, every time you go on a date, the girl's like, did you just jerk off? Like, for me, they're going to be like, oh, you're angry? I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you why I'm angry.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not going to tell. She's not going to know that I jerked off.
Yeah, but what if she's impressed and she goes, do tattoos of what you just did just appear on you? And then she fucks you and you get a tattoo of her on your arm and she feels like she's won.
Yeah, I mean, that's now you're getting that's too much. That's like now there's a Disney movie.
No. Right there, it's never too much. Would you rather?
Oh, never. Really? Oh, okay. All right.
You can go as deep as you want.
Mm. Well, okay, now I'm learning this game that is not, we're not living in a real world. This is fantasy land.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, what clued you in? The skin changing colors or the tattoos appearing?
In both. I mean, like when you ask the question, I was thinking real world, like skin colors, not Pixar. Yeah.
Well, all right, you guys are split on it then. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
All right.
I like tattoos.
All right, second one. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Ancestors, for sure. I want to know where they're like, because also maybe I can change history or something.
Oh, yeah? No, I'm not going for that. I want my creature comforts, and I think the world can only... Well, hopefully, I mean, who knows? The descendants of the Whiteheads are probably going to be little shits, but they'll probably have good tech. You know, I want to see what the Air Jordans look like. I'll hang out in the advanced tech. It'll be a little bit more comfortable. I don't want to go back to like before there was plumbing.
No, but I like to know, like, hey, oh, you know, maybe I can help. I mean, but that's another double-edged sword, because then if I help them have a better life, then I might not be born. I mean, how does this work? Am I changing? I'm thinking Marty McFly. I don't know.
Like, going by those rules too. I think it's possible. Yeah, you could if you try to
alter
advice about something or give them a piece of technology or something. Maybe they, you know,
1.1 gigawatts.
Yeah.
There you go. Screw up your whole ancestry line.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, then it'll help them. Like came back to the future without changing the storyline.
It's possible. Right. Okay. It's probably hard.
You know, and I'd be like, hey, if you have a kid named Francisco, and if he burns that fireplace, go easy on
him. Yeah.
Have you seen that Family Guy thing? It's so funny where he's like, where like they go like, hey Lorraine, you remember that guy Mom High School? How come our son looks exactly like him?
Yeah, that is a plot hole. I guess you kind of just have to believe that they forgot what he looked like. I don't know.
I'm going to get some 2082 Nikes, baby.
2082
Jordans. I'm getting some 2082 Jordans, and I'm going to go hang out with whatever.
Yeah, but you're going to – wait, are you the same age or are you old?
Elon Whitehead.
No, you're the same age. I think you. I think in this situation, you're going as who you are now to go see them.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, that's different. I thought you were like older.
No. You're not 1,000 years old. You're not like waiting that whole time. That would be hell.
Yeah, it's like now.
I'll take the ancestors. I'll still take the ancestors. I like that.
All right. That actually,
learn that actually
more perfectly leads us into our third one. Which is, would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
Win the lottery, yeah.
You're going lottery?
Yeah. Yeah, because twice as long, you're going to be like 180, but you can't do shit.
Yeah.
All right, so I thought about that. And what if you age how you would normally, but in... 200 years. So when you're 100, you feel like you're 50.
I don't know, but then you're like everybody
dies.
By the time
you're 200, you feel like you're 100 years old, physically.
Yeah, But with that kind of money, I think you can afford, you can even afford, you can afford to eat better. You can afford better medical care. I think you'd have a better, you'd have 10 times a better standard of living than, yeah, than you living twice
yeah,
as long.
Yeah, especially if you're like, if you imagine if, they, if you don't have any money and then, so you have to live twice as long being poor. Nah.
you could maybe be rich in that life and still How? Get 200 years out of it. Just because yeah, some now, people become
now we're
rich.
Just wedging in all kinds of contingencies.
Yeah.
I don't need to be rich. I'll win the lottery instead.
I'll give me the lottery right. and give me the lump sum. None of that bullshit, that yearly thing. Give me the lump sum. I'll pay my taxes and let me invest it my way.
What's your first purchase then?
My first purchase?
Yeah, if you won the Powerball or whatever it's called.
I mean, definitely. I mean, a lot of it will be investing, but I guess, yeah, I mean, real estate, you know, either a house or a building or something, you know, like real estate, that for sure. That'll be my first one. Yeah.
What about you, JJ?
I might get a Tesla, I think. I get a Tesla or...
That's your first one?
Well, if you just won the lottery, I swear, yeah, sure. If I had just won the lottery, I think I would go, all right, in the morning, I'm going, I'll either get a Tesla or the, or whatever, whatever's night. I'm not a car guy even.
But, I like the Tesla.
But I would drop something quick on a, you know, I don't know, Rolex, or, but I went straight to Tesla.
One question though, I would not, if I win the lottery, I don't know how you guys feel, I would not want anybody to know.
No, me neither.
Right. You know what I mean, like, I want it to be quiet and be like, eh, you know, like, I just, nothing changes. Because, that's the thing about it. Like, if you win, like, the big one, like, the person who won the $1 billion one, like, they're going to put that shit in the, I'm like, you know, I don't know. Can you decide to be like, I don't want it, people.
Yeah.
I don't want people.
Yeah, you're allowed to stay anonymous. Yeah, the person who won last week stayed anonymous.
Of course. You don't want people crawling out of there like,
no.
Oh, they all show up. I mean, it's like the same problem that professional athletes have, isn't it? All these kind of cousins and relatives come out and go, oh, now that you signed a $1 million deal with the Patriots or whatever, now you can buy me that restaurant. You know, I'm going to be a chef or whatever. There was a documentary about that on ESPN about how broke. It was called Broke. It was how broke all these athletes go because people just come out of the woodwork.
You know, I do the other opposite. If I get that, I give everybody some money before they ask. And then be like, but that's it. Don't come at me. There's a gift. That's
If I won, if you want to,
you be smart.
Was,
you, you don't, if you fucked up, if you lose all that money, then I'm not giving you any more. That's it.
I won last Christmas when I was home at Nova Scotia for Christmas. I went to, there's a basketball league in Canada, believe it or not. Professional basketball, all right, not at all the caliber of the NBA, but Big Baby Davis was playing for like the Moncton basketball team when I was there, so it does have some ex-NBA players who I don't know defaulted on their taxes or something and they have to play up in the Maritimes of Canada. But anyway, I managed to make out like a legend because I won the 50-50 at the basketball game, and I
What's
had my 50-50?
Little 50-50
so 50-50 Brian, you know what 50-50 is, right?
Yeah.
Francisco, you never play 50-50 at like Dodgers or anything like that? You buy the 50-50 tickets?
I don't know. No, I have no idea.
It's like a lottery. They have 50-50 at the Dodger Stadium. They have 50-50s at sports events. Basically,
can you say 50-50 one more time?
Well, I can. It means half and half, 50 and 50.
No, but so what is it? I don't understand what is it. You keep saying
it's a lottery.
You have 50-50 everywhere. They have the Dodgers 50-50. Because if you get 50-50, it's all 50-50.
I do not know, Francisco.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is. I know the name now.
I'm working towards it. I was working towards it. That's why I was like, they have it at Dodger Stadium. Basically, it's a lottery. It's gambling or whatever. You buy these tickets, 50-50 tickets at the game, and then they draw the number at the seventh inning. Uh-huh. And then if you win the draw, you get half the pot and the other half goes to charity.
Oh, that's why it's called 50. So, but it's like Powerball, like it's six numbers or something like that?
No, it's just one number, one ticket number. So all
it's a raffle.
Yeah.
It's a raffle. Yes. It's okay.
So you could have said that 5 minutes ago instead of 50-50.
We're all dancing around the exact same thing.
Well, yeah. Then the lottery is a raffle as well, in a way. You know, it's just a draw. But basically, I made out like a legend because I won this raffle at the game.
And was that a lot of money?
It was like $900 and something. So
Canadian dollars.
It's Canadian basketball.
You won 50 like bucks.
Nothing.
It was a pretty good take. I took them all to the dollar store. Or no, I took them all to the bulk barn. Do you guys have bulk barns here? It's basically like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Basically, it's like all these types of candies just in bins and stuff. And I took the kids there and I went, have at it. Whatever you desire, whatever you can carry, you can have.
Are you just took random kids? Like what?
No,
like,
my niece and nephew. So my little niece and nephew were with me at the game.
Just trolling the mall, looking for random. Follow me, children.
That's what I have. I've waited years to win the 50-50 draw. And when I did, I stood there at the bottom of the court and went, all right, now children, who will come with me?
Wow, he was next to a van with his long hair. Like, hey, kids. Who wants candy? Free candy for all the kids out there. They're like, all right, arrest him.
Some licorice sticks.
And he's like, we got the 50-50 pervert.
All right, I got one more question.
Okay, all right.
Here we go. Would you rather put a stop to war or end world hunger?
That's a tough one.
This is your Mr. America question.
I think, I'm ready. I'm ready, whatever the host name of Mr. America is. I would rather end world hunger because fuck war. People who are starting wars are shits, but if we can solve world hunger, I think that would be a quicker route to world peace. There's nothing there. And that's my answer.
No, that's why I wanted to ask it. It's going to be your Mr. America question.
Yeah, for me, I think world hunger too, because humans love to fight. Humans love to create wars. So there's always going to be wars, you know, no matter what, you know. So I would, you know, give, you know, especially kids that are hungry, you know, eat. And then they're the ones that are ready and they're all full and with a lot of food, then they can start their own wars.
Yeah, then they're hungry. they're full enough to start way more wars.
Yeah, they say don't go to war on an empty stomach.
Who says that?
You know, that's that famous saying. Don't go to war on an empty stomach. Don't enter the 50-50 draw before you eat. It's all famous sayings.
Yeah. Those were both Churchill quotes.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
As you know.
we'll fight them at the raffle.
Well, that's all the questions I got for this week.
Those were good.
As we said in the last one, please send us questions on Twitter, on Instagram, on you know, on the YouTube comments, whatever. Send us whatever weird questions or
but anything, good questions. Know? Good questions that we can talk about.
Or if you want some life advice. Well, we're willing to dole out that too, because that's what you want from us.
Then we have somebody that wanted to know about our starting stand up, which I think we can listen to our first episode. We talked about it, right?
Yeah.
So they want to know about it. We can talk about how we started. You know, I mean, we can, you know, if they want to know more about it, we can definitely talk more about it in another episode. But, you know, in terms of how we start comedy, is just we all had different paths, so, but we talked about it in our first episode.
She tweeted at us. Her handle was at EIGAL147.
It all depends. Is she wanting to start? Because that's sometimes people are asking too.
Hopefully, so
they just, you know, get down to your local comedy club.
But hopefully, as a person, not a bot. You know, it's like,
bot questions.
How do I start stand up? I'm tired of being a bot.
Beep boop.
Yeah, it looks really easy. It looks really easy. You don't have anybody to earn the title, so anybody can do it.
Dude, even I realized robot. Recently those you know those security things where it's the like 9 pictures and it says like click all the ones with street, like those are getting harder, man. I did one the other day and I felt like I was taking a test.
Well, I'm assuming you were high when you were doing it.
No, I mean maybe.
I'm with you. I'm not a fan either. Sometimes if it says traffic light, what, and then it shows like the stem of the traffic light, you're like, that's not the light, but is it the light? And then you get it wrong. You're like, well, I knew it wasn't a light, but I thought you meant it was the light.
Exactly.
And yeah, then I'm arguing with a computer.
Yeah.
But you know who created those?
Bot.
Because they're like, oh, because they're like, oh wait, you only think a street light is just a street light. What about the essence of the street?
Yeah. So that's what I feel like. I
think outside the box.
Yeah.
If it was women that I've dated, the capture requirement would be very different. It wouldn't be show us the traffic lights. It would be which way is the correct way to put the toilet paper, and then it would have to.
Well, that's a whole nother debate. What now? I gotta know.
You have to have it coming out on the outside. Don't wrap it around on the inside, basically. Yes.
Francisco,
what are we talking about?
Toilet paper. Like, do you the way you situate it on the roll? Does it go under it or does it go over it?
I think it's universally known that it's.
I mean, who cares? Like, I mean, you're trying. I mean,
a lot of people.
Really, yeah. I mean, to me, it's more important. I prefer baby wipes. So like, give me toilet paper.
That is a Trump answer. That is you've come over top with that one. I don't mean Donald Trump. I didn't mean Donald Trump.
I meant
he's really ruined that term for me, man.
Yeah.
No, I meant that's a better answer. That you, like we had two options, and Francisco just went off the table. And went,
actually, even better.
Toilet paper. I'm not using it.
Yeah, even better than baby wipes is a bidet. That's why when the whole pandemic started and people buying like toilet paper, like, what are you doing? Take a shower. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you don't have toilet paper, fucking take a shower. It's cleaner than you know, scraping your ass with dry paper.
Do you not
paper.
Need any toilet paper when you use a bidet? I haven't used one, but I would like to get one.
No, I think you need it. No, I guess to dry them, it's just more like,
but not nearly really, as much as you would.
No, okay. Because you're cleaning. It's like a baby. Well, you know, when you wash a baby, you know.
Yeah.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to vote for Francisco Ramos as our new health minister on the next ballot, because he is once again coming across with the greatest policies possible. Yeah. There. Get a bidet. Have a shower, you stanky ass toilet grummer.
They actually have bidets that are like that you can put in your toilet. You don't need to have the actual bidet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that they have. That's a new thing, isn't it? That's like recent. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Like it's a new one. Like you can just, you know, I'm gonna have to buy one or try it out. I think it's I like it. I like it's good. It's refreshing.
Yeah,
you feel clean.
Yeah, man, it works. You know.
Once again, we're doing ads for products that aren't paying money.
I don't mind. Hey, if we can get a sponsor by any of those bidet companies, I'd love to. You know, that'd be great. I'll talk 30 minutes on bidets.
I'll send an email to somebody. I don't know who, but somebody.
This podcast is brought to you by Kidding.
But yeah, like there's podcasts that they have the Squatty Potty sponsored by the Squatty Potty or whatever. Or there's the other ones that are like the Manscaped thing, which
judging by the look of our producer's eyes, I have a feeling our first sponsorship shot is going to be cannabis of some sort.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind that either. Yeah, I don't mind that either. It. Give me some
that'd be great.
Heavy
hit.
Sorry, I'm
you know, there's a market for it, it's out there.
Yeah, man.
Any weed companies, if you're looking to market, just look at my eyes.
Actually, they don't seem red, but you do look high around.
Yeah,
I think that's just my aura at like, this point.
Well, that was good. That was good.
But yes, good questions this week. Good stuff.
Good questions. Yeah, thanks, thank man. You. I think we set the world right.
Yes.
But yeah, like always, everybody that listens, thank you again for listening. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Spotify, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all our social media.
Follow us through the streets if you need to. Hide in the bushes. Stalk us in the alleyways. Or, yeah, just follow us on social media.
Yeah,
and also if you have any questions and share. I think also share. Let people know who we are out there. You know what I mean? Like, don't just keep it to yourself. Share.
And on those words, those loving words, see you next week.
Bye.
See ya.